Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Cameron J. Greenfield, 225943.
Thank you, sir. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the four alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 1st, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Greenfield?
Yes.
That form...
I believe so.
Thank you, sir. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. Again, we are authorized for a two-member panel. Our board chairman will be departing the hearing room in just a few moments. But with us, we have to my left, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Greenfield and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Greenfield, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, we will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the commercial company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on about April 6, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated April 27, 2018. Mr. Greenfield, is this true or false?
This is true.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition 13B is demonstrated by a failure to remain at your approved residence each night unless prior approval is given to you by your supervising officer on or about April 24th, 2018. Mr. Greenfield, is this true or false?
This is false.
Okay.
Because my... sorry.
That's fine. I'm going to continue through the allegations and then we'll follow up after we get through all four. Allegation number three, violation of condition 13B, as demonstrated by a failure to remain at your approved residence each night unless prior approval is given to you by a supervising officer on or about May 8th, 2018. Mr. Greenfield, is this true or false?
False.
Okay. And allegation number four, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about May 8th, 2018 for the task LCMS law report dated May 16th, 2018. Mr. Greenfield, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you. Based on your submission of false for allegations two and three, we're going to take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we'll come back to you for a few questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Authority Greenfield was released from prison on January 4th, 2018. A member of PO, Dan Gundy, and as his assigned parole officer, was on schedule. As his assigned parole officer was on schedule leave. Officer Dan Gundy had the offender view and sign the Arizona Conditions of Supervision dated January 4th, 2018. During his intake, the offender was provided a copy of his Arizona Conditions of Supervision dated January 4th, 2018. Peter Wayne Gundy also placed Greenfield on GPS supervision. Peter Wayne Gundy informed offender Greenfield he had a standard curfew of 2,100 hours until 0500 each night. During this time, the offender would be required to stay at his approved residence or designated homeless area. On April 24th, 2018, the offender had a home zone violation per his assigned GPS device. The offender was out of his assigned home zone from 2100 hours to 2246 hours. Greenfield did not have permission to be outside of his home zone area on April 24th, 2018.
Okay, Mr. Greenfield, what is false about that allegation?
I had my charger, the cord thing, the cord that you plug it in, was broken, and I had to go to the PO's office to grab the charger with my mom, and she took me to Rancho Market down the way. It's a bus ride away from where I stayed. I stayed at Rio Salado Park.
Mm-hmm.
After we got that, we texted my PO and actually asked him if I am allowed, can I go ahead and go charge? I guess that didn't mean, it was only maybe 30 minutes to an hour before I have to be back at my residence at 9 o'clock. And then I had to wait on the bus because I couldn't, my mom just dropped me off. I didn't get home till like 10, 11
okay,
almost.
So. If I may, Mr. Greenfield, I'm going to go ahead and have our community corrections officer read allegation number three as well. Mr. Westby.
Offender Greenfield was released from prison on January 4, 2018 and met with P.O. Van Gundy as his assigned parole officer was on scheduled leave. Officer Van Gundy had the offender read and sign the Arizona conditions of supervision dated January 4, 2018. During his intake, the offender was provided a copy of his Arizona conditions of supervision dated January 4th, 2018. P.O. Van Gundy also placed Greenfield on GPS supervision. P.O. Van Gundy informed offender Greenfield he had a standard curfew of 2100 hours until 0500 each night. During these times, the offender would be required to stay at his approved residence visiting homeless area. On May 8, 2018, at 2100 hours, the offender did not return home as scheduled from his assigned CHC program. The offender did not return until approximately 010 hours on May 9, 2018. Greenfield did not have permission to be out past his designated curfew of 2100 hours on May 8, 2018.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Greenfield. That allegation is very similar to allegation number two, but ultimately on a different date. So again, what is false about that allegation?
I honestly, I just don't remember. I haven't. What was the date again?
Allegation number three, the first one that was read, related to not having permission to be outside your home zone on April 24, 2018, was allegation number three. If I didn't say that was allegation number two. Allegation number three, you did not have permission to be outside your designated curfew of 2100 hours on May 8th, 2018.
Okay, that was the I have to take that remark back because that was the day right the day before that I got violated. The day before, I had been calling my PO that whole night. I had maybe records of like 20, 30 phone calls to my PO about that, saying, hey, I'm not home yet. And I was taking myself to CBI, Community Bridges, for detox.
Okay, sir. I'm going to go ahead. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, so don't be alarmed. We do vote on this, but it is to pass from phase one to phase two, so we're not ending the hearing. But based on Mr. Greenfield's admissions for allegations one and four, as well as the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W1362 for allegations two and three, I move to find the delinquent as he violated in terms and conditions of the supervision that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal related company. Mr. Mule?
Oh, second.
Thank you. That's what happens on a two-person panel. Okay, Mr. Greenfield, we are going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is during this phase that the board has determined whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, sir. Mr. Westby.
Thank you.
On January 4th, 2018, Mr. Greenfield was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 9th, 2018 by ABC staff for one-way charges. He was back in DOC custody May 9th, 2018 with a rejected community supervision in May of November 7th, 2018, 07 days. Current conviction, 2012, sexual conduct with a minor, 6 years. Prior convictions, 2008, sexual abuse, 5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. As TGA information notes, he's a self-admitted member of the Bounty Hunter Criminal Street Gang. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant, with promoting contraband, drugs, and theft noted. Other arrests, 2005, sexual assault, Georgia, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G5B5. He is a level 2 sex offender, registrable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. Victim was a 14-year-old female. Dangerous crimes against children is cited in court docs.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Greenfield. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from prison. You got an acceptance letter from a halfway house, proposed residence at New Dimensions in Phoenix.
Yes.
You get New Dimensions from January 4th, 2018 to March 27, 2018, when you're permitted to move to another residence, pardon me. You left the new residence at 6923 South 21st Drive, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about April 6, 2018. You then left this residence to live with your girlfriend, who you married in April, in a homeless area south of 7th Avenue, Watkins Street, Phoenix, Arizona. You remained at this location until your arrest on May 9th, 2018. So, am I correct that you were living in the homeless area up until the time you were arrested?
Yes, I was. That's
We have employment notes, but I will. It seems like there's quite a few here. But were you working when you were on community supervision?
Yes, I was.
What was your last employment?
Chinewood.
But it looks like that you weren't working there at the time of your arrest. Is that correct?
No, I wasn't. I had to leave them because they wouldn't allow me to get off early for my class for my PO. So my PO told me, either you keep the job or you go to your class, or else I'm violated.
Programming notes that you referred to sex offender treatment during intake on January 2018. Due to your schedule, you're permitted to delay into SOTP. You also signed a task during your intake with the color peach. You submitted 6 UAE tests, which were negative for prohibited substances. On April 6, 2018, you were positive for methamphetamine. You were assigned to counseling and increased UAE testing as part of your sanctions. You had not completed your stipulated sanctions before testing positive for methamphetamine again on May 9, 2018. So I'll ask you, Mr. Greenfield, did you have ongoing problems with methamphetamine abuse?
I did. After I became homeless, I was at a rehab. That's why from my first residence, I was at New Dimensions. I went to my next residence, and that's whenever I violated and used, because I was alone. I wasn't ready for that. So I checked myself back into the rehab, the New Dimensions, AA, CMA, Anonymous, and have been practicing since.
Well, I do want to commend commend you for that. I was going to ask you what you were doing about this, but it looks like that you are concerned about rehabilitation. We have some notes that on April 6th, after your release from infant psychiatric care in Phoenix, you reported to your SPO that you'd used methamphetamine, after you've been stressed out that your girlfriend was pregnant. You promised the parole officers that he did not handle the news well and wanted to remain on parole. You referred to CAC for substance abuse and assigned task color, which was changed to silver. You didn't complete your sanctions before you were stopped again on May 9th for using methamphetamine.
Right.
And then you were arrested on the cell. I will say, Mr. Greenfield, it would seem, despite the home zone violations, that the main issue is really drug abuse. So did you have a history with methamphetamine abuse prior?
I didn't, and it kind of, after I met my spouse, and became homeless and stuff, we had it all around us. So we kind of just fell into it instead of in our homeless area, the Rio Salada Park area. It was just really bad, and we stopped going to the backyard AA meetings and stuff because it was just hard. We didn't have the money to get the bus passes or something like that.
Well,
and
let me ask you a few follow-up questions, if I may. One is, and I don't mean this in the personal way, but are you still with your wife? Or do you still have a relationship?
I don't know. I think so. But I haven't had no contact with any of my family. None of them have written or anything, so I'm ready to do this on my own. I have a plan all written out. Me and a couple of my friends got together. Community, which is does therapy, AA meetings, CMA meetings, and they give you a counselor that also, like a program direction. They help you get housing and a job, everything like that.
Well, I'm glad you have a plan, because I was getting my next question was, regardless of how this board goes today, what's your plan? And it sounds like you have one, and I'm impressed. I think that that's good, to say the least. Can you ask the fellow board members, do they have any questions for you?
Point of clarification. Well, it's explaining the allegation refers to you telling your PO that you'd met a female a few days prior to this, and this was in April, beginning of April, and that she said that she was pregnant and you were all stressed out, and that's why you used meth. So I don't know, I mean, if you just met her a few days prior to that, but in allegation number four, the next time you use methamphetamine, it refers to you have a wife that was 4 months pregnant, and that was your excuse, but that was only a month later. So are you married?
That doesn't make any sense.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
And you're,
yes, sir.
And at that time, your wife was 4 months pregnant?
No. Well, she was not 4 months pregnant.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out, because that was the reasoning behind it that's listed in the warrant, the reasoning behind using that the second time was that your wife was 4 months pregnant and you were stressed out about it.
Yeah, they got that wrong on the amount of time she was pregnant.
Okay, so
it was only a month.
Okay, so but between April when you met her and May when you mentioned her as your wife, is that the same girl?
I met her before April. It was,
Okay, that's the way it's explained in the warrant. So, but that's the same girl that the first time you used meth was when you found out she was pregnant, and the second time was because you were stressed because she was pregnant, right?
No, that isn't anything that I said before. It was just that first time that's... And the second time was just... We had no clue we were starving.
Okay.
It was just...
All right, well, thank you. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Newman. Yes, Mr. Westby.
Yes, I have a call that's here for me. That's 2018 from Parole Supervisor Fleischman regarding that staffing. And it says the offender reported the office was staffed by Parole Supervisor Fleischman, Senior Parole Supervisor in the appeal below. Limited self-admitted using methamphetamine with his pregnant girlfriend/wife on May 8, 2018. The offender then went to CHC constant under the influence and started hallucinating. From then indicated he called Mesa PD, taken to CBI and Mesa, and after there for 2 hours, met his mother at a Fry's grocery store. She took him back to his home zone last night. The offender indicated that he and his girlfriend used meth as they were stressed out with her being pregnant and no money for food and bus stamps. The offender indicated he panhandled on the streets for money. Normal store was taken out of the offender, which he already indicated would be Bowser for methamphetamine and nothing else. The tech warrant was issued and the numerous tech violations include methamphetamine use and home violations, and also providing methamphetamine to his girlfriend slash wife who was pregnant with his child, based on this information and warrant issued.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. Mr. Greenfield, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? Really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important to share?
Honestly, I do. If I were to get out, honestly, I would just change my whole environment and try to do this with my mom, do this for myself and my mom. I just need to change. I'm gonna not be over in that area, change up to a new environment and work hard. I'm really dedicated, and I had 2 years three years sober from alcohol and stuff like that. And I'm trying to just do the right thing. So if you decide, I would appreciate it because I would work hard.
Thank you, Mr.
I know I can do it.
Pardon me, I need to cut you off, but thank you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Greenfield.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I certainly have taken everything that Mr. Greenfield has told the board under consideration. It's unfortunate that he got involved with methamphetamine, but at issue, when you look at the totality of the case, is whether or not he was adhering to the conditions of supervision. I want to say on the positive side, on the encouraging side, that I like that he's putting a plan together, but he's down to months, and I'm not finding him suitable for return to community supervision at this point, especially to add to this, but I think his conditions to the return to the community are pretty unstable right now as well. But again, I'm going to go straight with the allegations here and say that with the drug use and the home zone violations, I did not find him suitable for return to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleague.
I agree.
Thank you. Then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1362, our discussion with Mr. Greenfield, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal race or company.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Mr. Greenfield, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about November 7th, 2018. That does sound like a long way away considering that we're in the heart of summer right now, but it's just a matter of months. So we highly encourage you to put together a plan for your return. It sounds like you're working on that, and we certainly encourage you to continue on that route. Hopefully you'll have some contact from family and support in that interim. But we do wish for you to have a safe and productive return to the community, and please concentrate on your substance abuse issues as well. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Greenfield, we'd appreciate it if you get the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Okay.